Bert Rubin and Klaus von Strauss contend that the current realities of religious plurality, post-migrant hybridity, and the erosion of traditional confessional structures require religious education to adopt a more dialogical, relational, and theologically grounded orientation. Drawing on both practical theology and comparative theology, they frame religious education as a threefold learning process: about religion, gaining reliable systematic knowledge, from religion, learning through interworldview encounters, and in and through religion, critically appropriating insights into one's own life world. They identify core pedagogical elements, such as interpersonal learning arrangements, diverse content provision, empowerment of critical thinking, performative learning, and contextual embeddedness, that align closely with comparative theology's micrological, problem-oriented approach, and Corneille's six forms of interreligious learning: intensification, recovery, reinterpretation, appropriation, rectification, and reaffirmation. The result is a vision in which religious education does not merely inform about religious diversity, but facilitates deep reflective engagement with the existential questions and spiritual resources present in diverse traditions. For the concrete practice of religious education, they propose classrooms that function simultaneously as safe spaces and brave spaces. Safety, in their view, is necessary for vulnerability, creating conditions in which learners can explore difference without fear, while bravery ensures that harmful or exclusivist claims, whether rooted in hyper-religious or hyper-liberal positions, can be constructively challenged. Teachers, positioned as experts in religious literacy, have a crucial role in widening perspectives by bringing in diverse insider viewpoints and fostering encounters with living religious practices. This requires drawing on transdisciplinary resources, including ethics, cultural studies, and social sciences, to prevent theological dialogue from becoming self-referential or defensive. Developmental considerations are also key. Younger children may require grounding in their own home tradition before engaging others, while older students can enter more complex interreligious dialogues. The authors frame this as an iterative process of redefining and redignifying one's worldview through repeated exposure to and interaction with religious otherness. They stress sustained, meaningful encounters over token events, using dialogue routines to build trust, ease anxiety, and foster competence. Framed by the tent metaphor of mobile, hospitable, and resilient, religious education becomes a democratic space cultivating humility, empathy, and openness, serving both theological and civic formation for life in a plural world.